My name is Henry Mwandumba. I'm an infectious disease physician working on tuberculosis and HIV research. I'm based at the Wellcome Trust laboratories called the Malawi Liverpool Wellcome Trust Clinical Research Program in Blantyre, Malawi. My research interest really is in understanding the immune aspects against TB and HIV in the lung, starting from innate immunity to adaptive immune responses in the lung in the context of these two infections. And the focus really is driven by the high incidence of TB amongst HIV-infected individuals, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. And we know that TB is a lung that predominantly infects, it's a disease that predominantly infects the lungs, largely because the transmission of this infection is through aerosol route. So the lungs are a source of the infection, but also the recipient of the infection. And as such, the immune responses in the lung are critical in determining the outcome of this infection. And once the organism gets into the lungs and gets into the alveolar space, the first cells that are critical in controlling the infection are the alveolar macrophages, which are the predominant innate cell in the alveolar space. They have the ability to contain the infection and make sure that it doesn't progress. But if they're unable to do that, then the colon other helper cells, like the T cells, which then initiates the adaptive immune response in that environment. Clearly, there are soluble markers, soluble immune mediators, cytokines, chemokines, which also play a big role. Now, TB has developed a lot of tactics to evade the immune response in the lung. The first being that the way it gets into the lung is through small mice cells, or it hides in these small droplets. And it's important that they're small so that they are not trapped by the cilia in the lining of the respiratory tract, and that enables it to get down to the lowest parts of the respiratory system, mainly the alveoli. And once there, when it's taken up by these alveolar macrophages, it can modulate these cells by impacting on their ability to kill it. And it prevents largely fusion of the phagosome in which it is residing and the lysosome, which contains the hydrolytic enzymes, by modulating the pH so that the enzymes do not work because the pH has changed. But it can also, various mycobacterial products can also modulate the adaptive immune response, modulating B cells, but also modulating T cells predominantly. And that really brings in an ineffective adaptive immune response. So the changes are basically from modulation of the cellular immune response, but the soluble immune response is also affected because infection with TB will, promote an anti-inflammatory response through production of high levels of modulating cytokines such as IL-10. And these obviously do impact on the production and function of the pro-inflammatory cytokines, predominantly interferon gamma. So you can see that the mycobacterium has this ability not only to modulate the cellular environment, but also to modulate the soluble environment in the lung. And obviously that has an important impact on the outcome of that infection, because if the immune system is unable to control it, then the infection is has the ability to proliferate. My own work focuses on understanding how the innate immune response in the lung, particularly the cellular immune response by macrophages, is modulated by TB itself, but also in the context of HIV infection. Our hypothesis is that HIV modulates the function of these cells, the alveolar macrophages, making them more permissive to infection with TB, but also that permissiveness actually extends beyond just infection, but also progression to active disease. So HIV encourages these cells to take up more mycobacteria, but also for this mycobacteria to proliferate and the infection progressing to active disease. And that might probably explain why HIV-infected individuals are likely to develop active TB disease following infection with a mycobacterium.